Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
So on our final program for 2012, we thought we'd invite all of our great housemates who join us week in, week out with their unique look at the culture part of our life, faith and culture on Open House. They're a brilliant part of the program, always important reflections on their special interests. A little later tonight, we'll be looking back over the year with Cara, Ben and David on books, films and music. For now, for the final time for 2012, please welcome Mark Hadley on TV, Steve Krieger on New Media and Social Media, and Olympian Jeremy Ralston on the great Aussie religion of sport. Welcome them. Guys, it's great to see you.
Oh,
it's wonderful.
Like that,
yes, it's wonderful to be sharing a live event with you. Welcome.
Where else would you be on a what night is it?
Yeah,
I mean, you're so flummoxed by the crowd. I mean, seriously, this has got to be the best audience that we've had on a live show
yeah.
in like 5 years, and I can say that honestly. I've been there for all of them. That's because they locked the doors.
Yes, trust this man. Okay, what we're going to do is a few things with these culture gurus, and same with our other culture gurus later in the night. I want, first of all, a particular highlight of 2012 in your special areas of interest. Let's start with Rollo. In the great Aussie religion of sport.
Well, the great Aussie religion of sport, for me, it was the Olympics.
Yeah.
There was some amazing performances and all that drama and emotion and highlights and lowlights that come with any sporting event like the Olympic Games.
Steve, what about you?
I can't say this was a personal highlight, but in terms of big events in social media, there's nothing that surpasses the viral video that was the Gangnam Style.
Oh, yes. There are some fans here.
I mean, that was a highlight around the world, and I think it's this week coming up, it's going to reach over 1 billion views.
Wow.
So the most viewed video ever. So that's a global social media highlight.
Only because it's radio, I'm not going to get you to do it for us. but you could do it for our audience here, but I'll save it for you. Okay. Mark Hadley.
I just want to say, highlight. Seriously, anything that displaces Justin Bieber, you know, in terms of, that's fine by me. I go with that. And best in TV, look, if I had to pick a moment, and it's weird, it's kind of niche.
Yes.
But when I sat down to watch the first episode of Puberty Blues and just saw the credits roll and hear the music come up under that, and you knew, I don't know if you've seen the program, but if you knew, gosh, Australian drama can still reach moments, you know, where it's going to be really sort of touching base. So, you know, that's the sort of thing where your anticipation is high and it's delivered. So, yeah.
Okay, good stuff. Okay, highlight, low light of the year. So let's start with TV, Mark.
Ah, so many to choose from. look... There was a certain moment in which I actually had to ask my wife to repeat what she just said. That I really, like, the bottom fell out of the... Because I knew that I would have to watch this program. And she said, no, Lara Bingle has got a television show. And I was like, oh, help me now.
Or kill me now. Okay, that's the low light. Steve Krieger.
I remember when we discussed this... earlier in the year, Lee, the feeling when Steve Jobs died. And there was this sense, you know, around the world, a strange sense that a man who had changed computers and technology and the way that we interact so fundamentally wasn't here anymore, and his influence wasn't going to be the same. So, yeah, that was a low light in the new media world.
Yep. Okay, Rollo, what about you, pal?
Well, I don't know if you remember last year, my sporting highlight was Cadel Evans' win in the Tour de France.
Yes.
Well, what a shame that we're talking about Lance Armstrong and the great effect that he's had outside of cycling, but the devastating effect that he's had within cycling and drugs in sport and all the everything that went around that was definitely a low light.
All right. Well, let's lift again. Let me cast our vision forward to 2013. In each of your areas of special interest, who or what should we be looking for or looking out for, Mark, on TV?
Without a doubt, you should be, you know, buying your DVR, finding your set-top box, whatever it is, and making sure that you don't miss the third series of Sherlock. Are there any Sherlock fans in the room?
Yeah.
Well,
yep.
You three and I can get talk later. The rest of you have so much to look forward to, seriously. But Sherlock is quite possibly one of the best written programs, you know, on television today, and they've confirmed a third series. It's coming out in the new year, so me, I'm just lined up.
Just the writing?
They've actually started filming. In fact, weirdly, they've actually let some of the cast who are also appearing in The Hobbit and those sort of three films. Peter Jackson is such a fan of Sherlock as a series that he actually allowed them to get out of their contract for the filming period of Sherlock so they could go back and film it. So, yeah, it's on the way.
Okay. Steve, what should we be looking out for and who should we be looking at in social media, new media in the coming year?
Yeah, well, we've seen a lot of changes this year. We saw some new products come to Australia. So we saw Spotify making music social.
And ripping us off with Coke. What was that? That weird connection. You don't notice it if you actually grab the bottle and put in the number. You think you're going to get a song because, you know, it basically says 1969. Finally, I'll get a free song. And all it does is make you download Spotify. I'm for online music. But really? You know, there was just like a
Mark Hadley has spoken.
That's it. I won't be drinking Coke in front
Cop
of Sherlock.
That. I don't expect to see that from you, Mark. I think that the big change is going to be we're going to see a lot more advertising on all these platforms that we use. So this year, Facebook bought Instagram for $1 billion. So I think Instagram only had 10 staff working for the company at that time. And so Facebook's been busy buying up as many companies as they can. And now they're trying to think, how are we going to make money out of this product? Mm. And we've been seeing as users of this platform and other social media platforms, more and more advertising, it's becoming a lot clunkier and harder to use because they're thinking, how can they use us to get money from advertisers? And we're going to see more of that this year.
It's such a pain because part of the great attraction of social media is it's kind of free, you know?
Absolutely.
Up until now.
But, you know, Facebook had its IPO this year, and then the share price has just been plummeting ever since. Yeah. And they can't work out yet how to make money. And there's a lot of companies that are like that, that have tried to get lots of users because that's the basis of being popular and successful. But they can't actually work out how to monetize it. And if they can't make money out of it, it's going to die.
Okay. Rollo, who or what should we be keeping our eye out for in sport in 2013?
Look, that's difficult, isn't it? Sport is the greatest unscripted drama of all. But I'm personally intrigued to see what Black Caviar does next year. Yeah. Because you will remember Black Caviar got injured.
I said what? What should we be keeping a look at?
I'm calling that sport for sure. Okay, yeah. But you have to remember that Black Caviar has overtaken Farlap's record for consecutive wins. We're talking about something that we may only see once in our lifetime. Okay. So that is something that I'm intrigued to look for.
Okay, I want to do two questions now for each of you. You don't have to stick within your special area of interest. You can wax lyrical. Your most memorable moment of 2012. Mark Hadley, is there a memorable moment for you in life, faith or culture?
Yeah, this year I accidentally became a published author.
Yay! Now that's... How did this accident happen?
Well, because I'm one of those great wannabes from way back. You can't write reviews and stuff like that and not one day want to do something like it. And what basically happened is that while I was trying to get something completely different published, I met a really talented guy, a guy called Nathan Lee, and he was working on a children's book and needed some help with the words. And I was like, oh yeah, sure. And before I know it, that is the thing that that comes through, and that's God all over. So for me, this year was learning very much about how God enters through the back door.
Okay.
You know, he comes sideways.
Steve, one memorable moment. Doesn't have to be high, doesn't have to be low. A memorable moment.
Yeah, I think, thinking about what faith looks like and as I continue to live out this faith, something quite personal that I God really showed me was how easy it is to live for the approval of others and to let their thoughts, their responses, their attitudes really determine my moods and how I was going. It's a really personal reflection, but quite a transforming reflection to think other people are there, but ultimately, my identity comes from being God's.
Yeah.
And that was a really liberating moment when I sat down, I'd just been reading the Bible for that day and just spending some time with God, and it just struck me, the opinion of others really doesn't matter. I've got God's opinion and that's okay.
Rick Warren will be celebrating 10 years of The Purpose-Driven Life. Mm. He has retooled and reissued that book. And interestingly, one of the two chapters he's added on that is people-pleasing. Mm. Because as he's looked back to all the, you know, tidal wave, tsunami of response to the book, he's felt led to do that, actually. So it's a good point. Rollo, what about you, pal?
Retiring for me was a big thing, and we always hear about that in sport. And, you know, we read Matt Mitchum's recent book and Ian Thorpe's recent book. There's a lot of pressures in and around sport that, I guess, spill over to the rest of your life. For me, that was big. But probably the other one was a very significant person in my life became a Christian. And it doesn't matter how long you've been a Christian. I've been a Christian 25 years. To see God's Spirit move in someone's life in a real way, everything else you say and do becomes superfluous when you see the real power of the Holy Spirit in someone's life.
What a great answer. Okay, so that's the first question I was going to ask you. Second question, again, doesn't have to be necessarily in your interest zone, but is there an important, Steve's partly answered, I suppose, an important reflection on your faith that you've had over 2012? You're always able to incorporate so normally and naturally and authentically Christian faith in these special areas of interest. Anything stand out for you, Mark Hadley?
Look, I don't know if I'm talking to anybody particular when I sort of say this, but there'll be a couple of people in the room who will look back on 2012 and will say, you know, that's possibly one of those years that wasn't the highlight year. Mm-hmm. Like, I can look back on the years of my life and I can say, gee, I really wasn't happy with 1994. I wish 2004, actually there's probably something with fours, but you know, those years should have disappeared. And 2012 was in many respects, you know, for my family and I, a really hard year. And because of that, I really needed to ask myself, what is it that you believe and do you really believe it? And so there were moments, you know, it's not the sort of thing that you go into on well, here I am doing it on national radio, but it is one of those things where you say to yourself, gosh, you've heard of C.S. Lewis and he talks about the fact that God whispers to us in our pleasures. Yep. You know, well, this was that year where in our pains I really heard him shouting and I heard God shouting my name and I felt more at comfort and more, even though more distressed, you know.
What a great answer. Thank you so much. Yeah. Steve, anything more that you would reflect on?
I had a great time in the US. I went to the US earlier this year, went for 3 weeks, and went to a couple of Christian conferences and just visited churches.
Then Vegas.
That wasn't part of his trip. We said we wouldn't talk about that.
What stays in Vegas? Sorry.
Well, not anymore.
And that was fantastic, just to see so many different churches and meet up with many Christians. Something that really struck me, and pick up on this from what you said about Rick Warren. Rick Warren spoke at one of the conferences, and I met him afterwards as well. Wow. And he was asked about, he became phenomenally wealthy. He hasn't done anything with his money himself from Purpose Driven Church. Became phenomenally wealthy from this. And some people asked him, you know, Rick, why do you reckon God chose you to write this book and to get so rich from it and all this money is going into a foundation? He said, you know what, I think it's because God knew what I would do with the money.
Because he's given away most of it.
He's given away, he hasn't seen a cent. You know, he's still using the same watch from 20 years ago. He's still living in the same house that he's always lived in. And that was a huge challenge, you know, as we kind of looked at the things that we might do for God, because he has actually kind of carefully considered the talents that God has given him, and God knew that he could trust Rick with these resources, and that was phenomenal.
What a privilege to be there.
Yeah.
Rollo, what about you?
For me, I love this show, how it just makes you always consider all the pieces of the pie in your life and how it should be one faith across all of those, because that's easier said than done. And for me, every time we talk and you consider sport, because it's easier for some of the other areas that we talk about to draw out Christian analogies and things, sport is harder, but yet it is such a part of Australian life.
Totally.
For good, for bad. And so for me, it always makes me reflect on how consistent is your faith through your entire life. that's probably it for me.
Good answer. Okay, just quickly, what are we up to over Christmas, New Year holidays, Mark Hadley?
I am making the great pilgrimage north with all the grey nomads. We'll pass them by as we head to Brisbane.
You're not grey, mate.
No. Under this light. Look, we're heading to Brisbane to see my family and spend Christmas with them. First time in 5 years to have us all under one roof, which is probably why we'll do it again in 5 years. Who knows?
Christmases can be like that, can't they? Steve Krieger, what are your two?
Well, in 2 weeks, I'll be a father. So,
That's the answer.
That should keep me busy.
Let me tell you. You'll be sleeping.
Yes. That's right.
Congratulations in anticipation, mate. That's wonderful news. Roy, how about you?
Probably the most random answer of the night. For my 40th birthday, I'm going diving with great white sharks.
Oh, good.
it's been great knowing everybody and being on the show.
Nice knowing Jeremy Ralston. And unconnected with that, I must say, as we announced on our program last week, this is the last time we'll be sadly seeing Rollo on Open House, not because he's being eaten by a great white shark.
Got a head for radio, but
he's off to other things, new ventures in 2013. So I've got to, in front of this great crowd and in front of our national audience, say, Rollo, we've really appreciated your insights and you joining us for this great religion of Aussie sport. Thank you so much, mate.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. Please once more put your hands together for Mark Hadley, Steve Krieger, Jeremy Ralston.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.